You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This is a last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Marty
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Well, it's that way every once in a while when we report on the administration. It's quite ponderous. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 in the capital city, Madison. And it is a rainy day today.
It is. And it's going to get windy at times later today and into tonight. Maybe some thunderstorms late night and overnight. Highs today in the 70s. Right now, 47 degrees.
The WMDX Samsung watch predicts a high of 77 degrees. And we'll check and see if that is as corrected as it always has been. So,
you and I went over to the kitchen there, the WMDX kitchen.
Yes.
And the WMDX coffee machine wasn't working right. I was going to get an update on my coffee. And we need to have it looked at.
Do we have the WMDX pie tin in there filled with pie?
There's an apple pie. It says WMDX on it. I think that's for us.
For us, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pie day because it's the 14th day of March.
It is pie day today. You got to buy a pie today.
Buy a pie. Verlo Mattress of Madison brings you this portion of John and Gordy in the morning. The Verlo Mismatch sale's back. Their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo. Long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Two locations in Madison, east side and west side. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Go to verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
You know, do you think God
is waving
maybe,
at?
Do you think God is maybe telling us something and starting to burn airplanes,
on the runway?
Crash airplanes, the whole thing? Nothing happened during the Biden administration at all. Trump gets elected, and suddenly airplanes are crashing. They're
almost
starting
every
on
day.
Fire. I would take the next 4 years off and not take a flight anywhere.
That's
who
your
knows?
Advice?
Yes, that's my advice.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it does seem like there is an awful lot of trouble
now
for planes, even if they're just sitting on the ground in the tarmac.
Yeah.
Seem to catch on fire. Sam?
Take an Amtrak.
You take
can
an Amtrak.
You can enjoy the beauty of the American countryside.
You know, you're right. This would be a perfect opportunity for Amtrak to,
derail someplace.
No. I was going to say offer special deals.
Oh, yes. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Or
yeah?
Get this segue.
Oh, no.
You could take a nice Tesla that you bought at the White House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a sale there. Well, let's get to a couple of funny ads. One was put together by The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. We opened the show this morning with it. We'll play it again right here and in another one, a short one. So let's check it out. This is Daily Show's version of what it's like to have a dealership at the White House.
Tesla.
Going on now at the White House Tesla Auto Mall. It's the biggest sale of the year.
Very safe. It's very strong, heavy. It's all steel, stainless steel.
Come on down to Pennsylvania Avenue just off Route 29 to get our best deal ever on a brand new Tesla.
I want to make a good deal here. They have one, which is
$35,000, which is pretty low.
Get a Model 1 with a different panel and everything's computer.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
So don't waste your time going to those other Tesla dealerships with riots and flaming Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
I love Tesla.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
This is really amazing.
You know, those Cybertrucks, when they explode, boy, they explode real good.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right, let's play cut 148 here, another fire sale ad.
Okay.
Hey, folks, it's Donnie Clown Show down here at Easy Elon's Used Car Lot, where the prices are low, 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 just like the stock market. Come on down and get a Tesla before they catch on fire. Oh, I mean, before they're gone.
And that's what I call a fire sale.
Yes, indeed. WMSNBC, MSNBC did this. They were talking about the fact that they're hawking $80,000 cars to bail out Musk while everyday Americans watch their 401k tank as the stock market dipped. And, of course, they're firing people left and right in the government. Funny how he feels sorry for Elon losing money, but doesn't give a damn about the people suffering under his wreck of an economy at this point. So let's check this out. This is cut 144.
So Trump has this private Tesla viewing at the White House, and then he comes at me to show it to you with notes as though he is a car salesman in the Sharpie, which is how you know it's real. Teslas can be purchased as low as $299 a month or $35K. All cars have self-driving, just needs to be turned on. I mean, what does it say that people are currently freaked out about their 401ks, freaked out about whether or not they can go to the grocery store and purchase eggs, that they're talking about cutting Social Security, which, yes, I see you yelling at me on Blue Sky. It is not an entitlement. You paid into it. That is why you are entitled to it. And instead, what he's choosing to spend his time doing is a car commercial for Tesla.
It's just bizarre.
It is. It is just bizarre.
We agree.
That was it right there. And then a Fox News. They just swooned over this whole thing.
Oh, they loved it.
Truly. This is just appalling, but fun. Fox News-ish. Let's listen.
I want to ask you about Tesla, because the president had four models of Teslas out there on the South Lawn yesterday. I thought, personally, he would have chosen the Cybertruck because it's very strong and big and beefy and kind of, you know,
macho.
The sort of thing that I thought that I would see him drive. And there he is with Elon Musk. But it seemed really interesting to me that Tesla used to be the darling of the left, particularly leftist environmental groups. It was the car that was going to save the environment. And now you've got these left-wing environmental groups. They are defacing the cars. They are destroying property at Tesla dealerships. And the car didn't change. So, I mean, a lot of people look at this and say, this is just blatant hypocrisy.
Oh.
It sure is, John. The only reason Democrats have changed their minds on Tesla is because Elon Musk changed his mind on Donald Trump. That's the bottom line. I know AOC, for instance, used to drive a Tesla. I'm not sure if she still does. If she still does, it's because she knows it's a great American-made product. And that's why President Trump was proud to review some of those models at the White House yesterday. He ultimately went with the red sports model. It's actually sitting at West Exec right here at the White House now. But as you said, the president purchased the Cybertruck for his granddaughter, which is a very nice nice gesture. And it's an American-made vehicle, and that's what the president supports most.
Wow. Big thumbs up.
We'll look forward to that vanity plate truth.
Yes, we'll look forward to that one.
Can't wait.
Talk about just kissing up. Absolutely kissing up. Now let's go to, this is Senator Chris Coons, his reaction on CNN. Let's check this out. Okay.
You know, I just wanted to remind people of what Donald Trump said about electric cars not so long ago. Let's just put up on the screen what he said about electric cars, because as you mentioned yesterday, he did have a parade of Tesla cars outside of the White House to show people. Here's what he said in 2023. All electric car lunacy and so much more are looking to destroy our great USA. May they rot in hell again. Merry Christmas. That was his Christmas message. That was December 25th. How times have now changed. Senator Chris Coons, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you coming on and talking us through these important issues.
And, sir, if I might, the stunning thing is that in addition to putting on a car show in front of the White House explicitly to benefit the stock value of Elon Musk, his billionaire buddy Elon Musk pledged another $100 million to support Trump's political campaign efforts.
Well,
the
nice.
Public corruption at the very core of this is just shocking.
It is absolutely well, maybe it isn't that shocking anymore. It's just happening all the time.
Every day.
All right. Now, this is Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, and he had a Tesla. So let's check this out. This is Cut 140.
Okay.
Cut 140.
Here we go.
Elon Musk is, unfortunately, I'm biased against him because I have owned a Tesla, and I've had Teslas, and I've spoken on national TV shows about how he lied to us about driving himself across the country by the end of 2016 and then by the end of 2017. And he got money from us, stole money from us to try to upgrade to the one that would do it when they wouldn't. And I've spoken that way. Well, guess what happened? My X account got blocked 2 or 3 months ago. And I follow every single step to prove that I'm real, really who I am, and I can't get it unblocked. And I don't know if they're doing that deliberately, but I never really posted on X. I never, ever violated any rule or anything. But maybe it's because I was on the wrong side of Elon. I haven't even talked about how bad the Teslas are.
Yeah.
Every step up where they changed things in the car, it got worse and worse and worse. And now it is just miserable for user interface. Coming from Apple, user interface, the way you deal with technology is the most important thing in the world to me.
Hmm.
And Tesla is the worst in the world at that. Nothing makes sense in that car intuitively. I mean, you have to go searching in menus until you stumble into finding it. It's horrible.
That's the worst.
Wow.
That is absolutely the worst.
Not exactly an endorsement there.
All right, we've got Dick on the line. Let's go to the phones right now.
Good morning, Dick. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, a couple things. It took about 3 takes for the commercials I heard on. And they were fairly lengthy. The first one was him getting in, and then the second getting out. For all these people that say he knows nothing about manufacturing, he's manufacturing one hell of a recession. And then I got breaking news.
Yeah.
He is resigning today. You know, I don't know why I know.
How?
He's speaking to the Justice Department about the return of law to this country. He must be resigning.
It would have to be.
You think so?
Yes, total corruption. Yep. Leave office. All right, Dick, thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or use the Civic Media app, which is free to download, and you can listen to the show and also connect with us via text phone call. All right.
We've got a few very interesting cuts coming up.
Okay.
I think you'll find them very offensive.
Oh, great. Well,
I just want to make sure that you're aware that they're using DEI in some very unusual ways. And Maxine Waters was the target of a Doge fanboy. And that we'll be getting to in just a few moments. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be talking to Brittany Rouleau as well.
Yeah, we're going to get an update on the weather for the weekend. Big storms rolling through tonight.
Yes.
Some of that could be strong or severe. We'll get the update from Brittany. And Rocker is waiting in the wings, coming up a little later on in the 7 o'clock hour. Back with more on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
An old version of a song done by Carl Perkins.
That's true.
And, see, you don't like Elvis that much. I mean, he's a great artist, but... Right?
Okay.
Not one of your favorites, right? Elvis is not one of your favorites.
I don't listen to him a lot. I mean,
So, Do the Clam is not one of your favorite songs.
Do the Clam?
Yeah.
By Elvis? Well, not one of his big hits. I know that.
Or Rockahula Baby? Come on.
Rockahula. That was a good one.
Rockahula Baby.
I enjoy some Elvis, but, you know.
There it is.
To the Clam.
Yeah, baby. WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's John Peterson.
Yeah.
I'm Gordy Young.
I used
Sam
to play
Davison.
Rockahula Baby every morning.
You did? No, what do you mean? Why?
Almost every morning.
Where?
At the old station. 92.
Okay, I don't remember that.
We're stuck in the 92s, aren't we?
We sure are. Sam, should we get back to the history book?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You're going to have to keep me on track. I'm hallucinating.
You hallucinate every day, all the time.
Don't take it personally. I'm just trying to...
No, I'm glad you are. I'm all over the map.
No, you always... You think I'm cutting you off. I'm not cutting you off. I'm just, you know, trying to move forward.
I know. I'm welcoming.
You know, and when you just kind of start babbling away about random stuff, I feel like I need to jump in.
You really do. Save us all.
Sam, get back to the history, please.
If you insist, Gordy, it's kind of fun watching you two just devolve into chaos.
Yes.
Couple of bowls of Jello shaking over here. And
well, we played some Elvis because today in 1956, mm-hmm. his debut album was released.
Oh, that's great. It's good stuff. Huh?
Yeah. Going back a little bit further, today in 1865, the Confederacy, they started allowing then slaves to enter the Confederate Army. Now think about that for a second.
That doesn't make any sense.
In March of 1865, the Civil War is coming to an end. The South is like in dire straits, and this is their last ditch effort. Mm-hmm. And if they're allowing blacks into the army, it's basically a freedom sentence for them. They're basically setting them free. They can't just like enslave them again afterward. And so I have a couple of quotes here from Confederate politicians. One said, "What did we go to war for if not to protect our property?" Another said, "If slaves will make good soldiers, our whole theory of slavery is wrong."
Oh.
Gee, you think?
Oh. There you go.
Okay.
Boy. Yeah. Jumping forward again here. Today, 1969, The Love Bug.
Oh,
I
know.
Theaters.
Isn't that great?
The Love Bug.
Yeah. I there was one of my favorite Love Bugs was Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Well, she was
the later version.
Yeah. That was my favorite one. Yeah. And I kind of watched the other ones a little bit, you know, in and out, parts of it. But that one, I like that one.
I don't remember The Love Bug too much. Who was the star in that show?
Oh, I think
that
movie. I think it changed over and over. And Lindsay Lohan was in one of them.
Yeah, a remake.
You know, it's like a love bug getting passed down from generation to generation to Sam.
Was it Jerry Van Dyke or?
Dean Jones.
Oh, Dean Jones. Yeah.
What else has he been in? I think that's the only thing I know him from.
He was a contract player for Disney. Oh. And they stuck him in all kinds of stuff. He wasn't great. He usually got the B movies.
He was always the bumbling father.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Dean Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Today is the 5-year anniversary of Breonna Taylor getting killed.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I put this birthday on here. Now I don't recognize the name. Do you know the name William H. Macy?
Oh yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Great
who is
actor.
He?
Explain. Character actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great actor.
It's his birthday today.
No, oh, great.
He's I think from Chicago. He was in that show Shameless. I think.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now I remember looking him up. I know his face, not his name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
Got one of those faces. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John and Gordy Singers.
Yeah. So what do we have coming up today? We're not going to have Tim Slecker today.
Right. He's busting pencils, but he's gone. He's not available today.
Right.
I had some big topics for them to talk about as well.
Well, we can still talk about it.
All right.
Not with any authority like Dr. Tim.
Let's do it behind their back, okay? Actually, we do have a couple of education stories that I do want to get to.
Okay.
So we'll put it in there
morning. We'll do that.
Plus, we got to, you know, get a little update on bashing Canada and Doge, man.
We've got a great cut coming.
Yeah, we've got that fantastic cut.
Oh boy!
Oh, this
John
is good
Larson.
Stuff. Yeah, John Larson.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He just
we're gonna play the whole thing.
The whole thing, five minutes worth. It is so inspirational.
It's riveting. It really is.
Yeah, and it's part of what we talked about yesterday with Mike McCabe about framing issues, right? Mm-hmm. And I brought up to him, I said, not just framing, but in having that energy and conviction and that power to deliver it in a way that you really are invested in that issue.
Well, and in the moment, you know, this was a spontaneous spiel.
Well, you're sure he didn't have like the reading glasses no. half down his nose?
No.
Like
Chuck Schumer?
Chuck Schumer. Yeah. God.
It was, we'll play it here in a little while. Okay, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. That's right. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's not going to last forever, so you better get in there soon. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now, and you can save an additional 10% off every single mattress and every single box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, Madison's east side or the west side, and you can go to verlo.com to find out more. One of these days, we're going to get Maddie the Mattress in here to explain
find out what
where
sex
he's been.
Maddie the Mattress is.
Really? Maybe he's on maybe he's on the run. I don't know.
Don't think he's on the run.
Sometimes he's a transgender individual.
And what are you talking about?
What leads you to believe that,
what's
John?
What's the matter with you?
Well, you just never know.
Okay. Macy's wife bought kid into college.
Yeah. I guess his wife was one of the women.
Macy. Catherine sent us a text about.
Moms bought their kids a college education. Remember? They got. They kind of paid money into the colleges to get their kids.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was involved with that. Yeah. Okay. 29 minutes past the hour. The Midwest Farm Report's next. Back with more of John and Gordy.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelettes for only half the price of four.
What a deal with these egg prices.
The egg prices like they are now. That's that Ed, you know. He came up with boxed wine many years ago.
Ed's just amazing.
No one ever gives him credit.
That's right. Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger. They are having their mismatch sale right now, biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, just go to verlo.com.
And don't forget to get an adjustable bed frame. Recommendation, big thumbs up from me.
Yeah.
Anybody else, big thumbs up about adjustable bed frames?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody? I think they're just fantastic.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And be sure to say hi to Maddie the Mattress run into him at the Verlo locations on the east side or west side.
Or him.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know.
Now we'll have to find out.
We'll have to check into that. Okay, time to...
Special guest
Let's
this
move
morning.
Forward, okay?
From Substack, Mike McCabe is our guest, and...
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let's pick up on a topic we talked about the last time, and it was the white color in our flag.
Mm-hmm. And you're wearing a cap this
morning.
Yeah,
you're wearing a white cap this morning.
with a white
American flag on it, and that carries that idea... To its logical end. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, the reason I'm wearing a white cap is because the colors red and blue have basically they've been turned into symbols of division and polarization.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about red America and blue America, mm-hmm. red states and blue states, and those colors have really been turned into symbols of division, and they're representative of how we've been put at each other's throats,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in a way, those colors have become instruments of our own oppression because we've been divided and conquered as a society by those who wish to lord over us,
right?
And so, you know, it's my own personal protest against that dynamic. And so I choose to wear a white cap, in, you know, to me, it's claiming the one unused color on the American flag.
Right. That's right.
That could actually end up being an emblem of that could unify us,
yeah, bringing us together.
Yeah. I think white is a combination of all colors, isn't it? Or what?
Or none? I don't know.
Or none? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like my own personal political fashion statement.
Now, we wanted to follow up on something you had on your blog last week. You had a blog about Gandhi.
Well, just published that.
Oh, just
the beginning of this week.
Okay.
Last week I did the one that touched on the flag and the white cap that I'm now wearing. But yeah, I wrote about Gandhi because he wanted to not only get the Indian people to resist British rule and overthrow British colonization, but to do that, I think Gandhi really wanted to help the Indian people understand what it meant to be free and independent. Mm-hmm. You can't be free and independent if you're dependent on the British for all the cloth that is used to make your clothing. So he started spinning his own cloth. Mm-hmm. He started making his own garments, and took the cotton and spun it into thread, and that thread was used to make clothing. That spinning wheel became a symbol of not only resistance to British rule, but it became a symbol of Indian freedom and autonomy and independence from the British. And that symbol became a powerful weapon that brought an empire to its knees. And it occurs to me that when you think about what Gandhi did in India, which was to overthrow an empire and lead 350 million people to freedom and independence, with a symbol like the spinning wheel, what he really was doing was he was saying, let's not just focus on stopping what we're against, namely British imperialism, but let's focus on starting what we're for. And that is an autonomous and independent India. And that spinning wheel became such a powerful symbol of that. And, you know, what are we trapped in right now as a people here in America? But we're obsessed about trying to stop what we're against.
Mm-hmm.
But we're spending almost no time talking about starting what we're for.
Right.
And I think it's so important to do that. We shouldn't just be talking about protecting the VA and Medicaid and Medicare. We should be talking about maybe folding all those three things together, call it AmeriCare, and make every single American eligible for that national health insurance.
That's brilliant.
And we could save billions of dollars through administrative efficiency by not having three agencies administering that, but have one agency administer AmeriCare that would take the VA, Medicaid, Medicare, and make every single American eligible for that health care.
Yeah.
And instead of simply protesting against all these firings that are happening, we should be talking about making sure that every American who puts in an honest day's work makes a living that can afford housing, can afford food, can afford all the necessities of life. Maybe we should talk about doing away with the minimum wage and replacing it with a living wage guarantee for every American, where if you put in an honest day's work, you will make a living wage in this country.
You
will be able to afford housing. You will be able to afford all the necessities of life if you put in that honest day's work. And is $7.25 an hour going to get you there?
Yeah.
But we've got a minimum wage and we've had it for ages, but we're not talking about imagining something that actually would help today's workers. We are trying to prevent the demolition of the Department of Education. What we're not doing is trying to reimagine public education. So we don't start public education at kindergarten and end it when you earn a high school diploma. We should be talking about public education that starts with high quality child care for every family and ends with at least 2 years of education beyond high school. That's the public education we should imagine. So those are just three examples of where we can think about starting what we are for rather than simply stopping what we're against.
Yeah, I kind of like the framing that you have there. It's, you know, this is the kind of thing that we can imagine. You know, this is what we should have. And I like the framing as well, where you actually repackage what has been out there for a long time. You know, I just think that's a great way to look at all of the things that we want to promote, but repackage it so it sounds fresh and easy to understand. And it's not preachy. It's, and we're not telling people what's going on. But I think, you know, it certainly does have some appeal at that point.
Well, you know, what we're seeing on Capitol Hill and across the country is that the Democrats are playing defense.
Right.
But the irony is that effective opposition isn't just playing defense. It's also going on offense.
Right.
It's not about saying we're going to try to block this agenda that's being forced down our throats, but it's about providing an alternative that really ignites the imagination and that makes people think, yes, that's the country that I want to live in. That's what I want to get to. And the best time to start that kind of talk is now.
Yes.
When this agenda is being rammed down our throats, the time to talk about an imaginative alternative is not when you've just retaken Congress and you know then spring all these ideas on people suddenly. No, you need them to seep in, to let people think about it, but you need to ignite the imagination, and that's how you'll get back in power in the first place.
Well, it's amazing because now a lot of people are really receptive to all of this. You've seen the town halls that have backfired on Republicans. And of course, Bernie Sanders is taking advantage of it, and other Democrats are going out now in other districts to talk to Republicans and hopefully pass that message along. And I love the framing. We have to do something about your framing on that. I love that. We have to somehow get that word out. We got to talk to Ben Wickler, okay? Let's get him on here.
We're talking with Mike McCabe right now from Substack blogging. And, Mike, are you ready to throw your white cap into the ring there?
I've been a candidate before.
I know.
I'm not the party's favorite.
But it might be now. Times have changed.
Yes,
Mike.
I want to inspire a younger generation of leaders.
Yes.
And I want to do what I can from the platform I have to help create new ideas. I never grew up having a desire to hold public office. It was never on my bucket list to run for office or to hold public office. But I've been involved for decades in trying to make our government function better and be, you know, get regular people in the driver's seat of our government and make our government work well for everybody and not just a few at the very top. And you know, you mentioned Bernie, and you know, sadly, Bernie is almost alone out there.
Yeah.
He's gone out there and he's talking about a $17 an hour minimum wage. And I'm talking about getting rid of the idea of a minimum wage at all and talk about a living wage guarantee for every American worker. But I'll give Bernie credit. He is out there talking about Medicare for all. He's talking about a $17 an hour minimum wage. He's talking about not just stopping what the current regime is trying to do, but he's providing a vision for what America can become, and he's almost alone out there. You know, other members of Congress have been very timid. They're delighted that people are coming and breathing fire at these Republican members of Congress who are doing these town halls, and they're kind of delighting in that spectacle. But what they're not doing is taking advantage of the moment to do what Bernie's doing, and that's to lay out an agenda for America's future.
Well, you know, it also occurred to me that a lot of candidates who did run and lost should go back to those districts, like Van Orden's district, and go out there and listen to the people again and make some inroads that way.
Absolutely.
Instead of just having Bernie Sanders out there, you know, a federal type of, I guess, way to advance this and get it local.
Democrats have got to come to terms with the fact that not even a third of Americans approve of them.
Yes.
More than two-thirds of Americans say they don't like Democrats. And so the Democrats have got to come to terms with the fact that they've got a pretty toxic brand right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're less popular by a fair margin. They're less popular than Trump, who is unpopular. More people disapprove of him than approve of him. Mm-hmm. And it's not close.
That's right. Yeah, I think what was that poll that we just saw? 54% disapproval?
54% disapprove of Trump. And, you know, Trump.
In his honeymoon, presidents usually have the support of two-thirds, upwards of three-quarters of Americans. They have solid approval because they just got elected. And that honeymoon period is usually a time when they do have the blessing of the American people. And Trump's underwater, during his honeymoon. Even the first month of his term, he has more people disapproving of him than approving of him. But the Democrats do have to come to terms with the fact that they're even more unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because they haven't offered an imaginative agenda for America's future. They're simply saying, we're against what that guy's trying to do.
We're talking to Substack blogger Mike McCabe. When we come back, we'll talk about how do we fight back against the fire hose of information and talk from the other side and get the message through. We'll talk about that and more with Mike McCabe when we come back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning. We hope you're happier and brighter because of the news stories we've had this morning.
We hope.
Yes.
Beautiful sunshine. Well, there's always hope, right? Beautiful sunshine today. Highs in the low to mid 60s. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we welcome now Judy Davidoff into the show. Good morning, Judy, from Isthmus. And the new issue of Isthmus is out.
It really is. And you have an editorial here where you're talking about WPR's interview with Tom Tiffany, Representative Tom Tiffany. I don't know. I can't even understand why his district voted him in. Is there any clue? This guy completely destroyed our state with mining. And then he's sent off to Washington like Davy Crockett, you know, he's going to change everything out there. But he was asked about, you know, the federal funding being cut off, and his answer was so incredible.
What struck me as, you know, I write in this is that, you know, he was asked about congressional powers over money that's been allocated, and essentially agreed, yes, Congress has that power, but then, you know, went on to say that essentially the executive has the power to disperse in the way she wants, because, you know, they represent the will of the people. And of course, you know, that perked my ears up, because, you know, we elect representatives to Congress as well, and they represent the will of the people. So, you know, it just seemed to suggest kind of ignoring the separation of powers and the balance of powers that we have in the country.
Well,
so then that got me thinking, well, then how do you teach civics?
Right.
How do you teach some of the basics?
Yeah.
Right.
That's just an amazing thing. I mean, he said, and here's the thing about cutting off the funding. All of this stuff was appropriated. It was approved. They looked at the reasons why this funding was provided. This was cleared. It's not like it was all done under the table someplace, and finally, thank goodness, the president came in and said, wait, hold on, stop it right here. I mean, you know, we have a process. All of this works. I don't understand it. Tiffany said, we did appropriate the money? Yes, but it's up to the executive branch to make sure that that money is going. Well, they already made sure. That's what the government does. That's what these departments do, right?
Well, that's what Congress does when they, you know, sign off.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. It did really seem to ignore, again, sort of the powers of each of the branches.
That's right.
So,
talking with Judy Davidoff here from Isthmus. And, you know, in this issue, and we're going to talk about this more next week with a couple of guests, but the Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up, and you have a section in this Isthmus, a complete guide to the festival, right, Judy?
Yeah. Isthmus has had a long partnership with Wisconsin Film Festival, at least more than a decade. I don't know when we first started doing the guide. And so when we came back in print and they returned in person, we resumed that partnership, and it's great. It's 32 pages of the printed guide with all the descriptions of the movies and then the details about how to get tickets and venues, pretty much everything you need to know. It's online, of course, as well, but people who like to read through it in print now have this great guide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice having it in print because then you can mark it, you know, and have it on your coffee table and just keep checking it out, making sure that you're not missing any of the events or anything like that.
Right.
But, or overbooking for the same time.
Well, they have so many venues for this film festival normally anyway, but they pick the best venue for each one of these types of movies, you know, for the black and white classic movies, right? You know all about this stuff. You know, Sam.
Yeah, sure.
Sam's works
a projectionist, so he's going to be busy.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Anything else we should look for this month in the Isthmus? Judy, anything
Well,
you
there's
mention?
A big story on the Wisconsin Supreme Court by the leaders, who also has covered every Supreme Court race for the last, I don't know, 16 races or so.
For a long period,
Yes. Really good examination of the records of the candidates, you know, really goes beyond the ads that unfortunately tell us very little. I would recommend that piece. Also have a piece by Stephen Potter that looks back 10 years ago when Tony Robinson was killed by police officer Matt Kenney. Talks to a lot of people in the community about the impact of that. Liam Barron, our staff writer, has some great smaller news stories. You know, one that sort of, I think, predicted what we saw yesterday with the city clerk being put on administrative leave in Madison. This was a story that talked to a few alders who were saying that they'd be surprised if the city clerk's contract is renewed.
Yeah.
Lots to get to.
And lots of arts as well.
Of course. It's very, very colorful issue.
Yep. Very good, Judy.
Yeah.
Well, again, Isthmus out the first Thursday of every month. Judy Davidoff, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And this portion, thank you. Bye-bye. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. Verlo Mattress of Madison, biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same lasting, long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Save an additional 10% off of mattresses and box springs.
Yes.
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
Get there early.
Lines
are forming.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. Yep. Also, Max Inc. preview of local music with Rocker.
Fantastic. All right.
John, have a great day.
I'm going to try to have a good day. Right. I'll probably pass out after this.
Talk to you in the morning.
All right.
Stephanie Miller's next.
John Gordy in the morning. As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.